Hi, this is James from Tesseract, and welcome to the Century Media Artist Podcast. We're here on tour at the moment at the El Rey Theatre, and I'm going to play a few songs off our new album, Altered State, and then some of my Century Media favourites. Okay, let's start off with the first single off our new album, Nocturne.
Thank you. Mr.
Pig?
Yes, yes, I'm Mr. Pig.
P-U-K-N-T.
Welcome back to the Century Media Artist Podcast. This is James Monteith from the band Tesseract. Now, you just heard Stuck Mojo Pig Walk. It's one of my first Century Media favourite, or technically the second, although I'm doing this backwards. Basically, I'm a massive Rich Ward fan. I love his guitar playing style. It's just full of sort of character and balls, and he is the master of the pinched harmonic, as we all know. I once played in a rap metal band back in my youth, and we supported Stuck Mojo, and I nearly cried with, joy. It was that good. Anyway, before that you heard Intronaut Any Port. We've been on tour with them for the last 2 weeks, and they've just been continually blowing my mind. They're an incredible band. So much atmosphere, it's just such interesting music, like incredible sort of groove, interesting guitar interplay, ridiculous bassist and drummer, and they're the most drunk band I think I've met in a long time. And we started the set with Nocturne, which was the first single off our new album, and we've just put out a video for it. So if you go onto the old YouTube, Google Nocturne and watch us throw our hair around and look a bit silly. Right, now let's get on with some more music. We'll play some more Tesseract, and I'm going to play Concealing Fate Part 2. And welcome back to the Century Media Artist Podcast. This is James from Tesseract, and I've been playing some of my Century Media favourites. The last song you heard was Divine Amnesty by Seven Horns, Seven Eyes. They're basically a death metal band from Seattle, I believe, who are just insane. Like their guitarist Aaron, can't remember his second name. He's a really inventive player. He's got incredible vibrato and just he rules. And the songs are brilliant, and it's just like awesome evil death metal, ironically played by Christians, but you know. But before that, you heard Iron Distance Pallor, and that came off their last record, and I think it was actually a bonus track on one of the editions. It's not on the standard record, but it's an incredible tune. Like, the vocal work on it's stunning. It's just like, sends chills down your spine. And Iron Dissonance have always been one of those bands that blow my mind, just because they just create such a ridiculously heavy, tight sound. Like, and they play just sort of going direct into amps. No mucking around with effects or gates and stuff that the rest of us will rely on. They just make pure, brutal sound in the most organic way. And the first track was Concealing Fate Part 2 by Tesseract. And that was our first ever single ever, I think, pretty much. There's a bit of nostalgia there. It was the first time anyone ever paid attention to us. So, yeah. Right, let's close this off with one more track, and we'll pick another Tesseract one. And this is Eden. and welcome back for the last time to the Century Media Artist Podcast with me, James from Tesseract. Thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate it. I hope you've enjoyed my song selection today. The last track I played there was Eden, and that was the last single off our first album. And it's a nice snappy little song that's inspired by our love for the environment. I'm off now, so goodbye, thanks for listening, and if you get a chance, please check us out online, listen to our music, and come check us out on tour. Thanks, bye.